we're getting a very good mix of people from very young high schoolers all the way to retirees. Where we are right now, Anacostia in Southeast, it's the most densely African-American neighborhood in D.C. or sort of region. But right now I'm seeing people from all races protesting here. Everyone's bundled up. That's a pretty uniform, no matter how old you are. It's a little bit chilly here, but the sun is really uninterrupted. There's a lot of Code Pink signs. So Code Pink is a radio program. It's the producer and creator, Madea Benjamin. I'm seeing a lot of people here wearing pink and wearing holding up the Code Pink signs, which are mostly anti-ICE. We're also seeing a lot of people with free DC signs. This is a really, really big issue for people here in DC, the fact that there's still a federal occupation. And just last week, actually, additional legislation was passed through the House. It hasn't become law yet, but it passed the House, which would codify all of the changes and deployments President Trump has made. So free DC flags, that's something you're only going to see here, but there are a lot of them. Definitely impossible to ignore here. Everybody at this rally, there must be at least 1,000 people, saw soldiers in the metro if they chose to come here through the metro system. So it's on everybody's minds here. It's important for people across the country to remember the Capitol is still under occupation.